All right, we are here today. We are with Ursula White. What's Ursula White? What you
Murray.
Up to? Curry?
Murray.
Ursula White Murray. She is our April client of the month, a ratio 1-to-1. The way that we pick clients of the month are basically based on progress, consistency, which if you're consistent, you're going to see progress, and just overall longevity and the determination to become physically and mentally the person that they want to become. So it's not just solely based on how much progress you made, but it's a multifaceted, and we take all those criteria into account. So I introduce you to, this is Ursula. Okay, I'll start out by asking, she's pretty nervous though. Y'all bear with her. I want to start out by asking, how long have you been training at Ratio?
This past July made 1 year. Okay. So this coming July would be 2 years.
2 years, okay. And how did you hear about Ratio?
My friend Denise, who said she had been training on and off with Chie for 10 years. She said she had got back into working out with her, and they were running a special for the month of July. And she was saying she thought it would be really good for me because, you know, I had been working on trying to change my body, and I was hitting plateaus where I wasn't really, I was stuck and couldn't get down any further and, you know, stuff like that. And I had been working on it for a long time trying to change, you know, everything. And my daughter had been saying, "Mom, you need to get a personal trainer." And I had a girlfriend who's been doing personal training for years. She said, "Yeah, personal training be good, you know." And I kept saying, "Okay, I keep hearing this, but on and off for a few years. And I had been considering it, and I had looked into it, but I really hadn't found any place I was really interested in pursuing. I had looked at some, and I said, "This one's not for me, you know." And so, because my daughter was going to another one at one time, but she goes here now, and she loves it much better than where she was going, which were way more expensive than she was paying here. So I'm just letting you guys know.
So we're going to charge some more now.
So she says, and I said, I wasn't seeing that great of results with her, and she's been going in for several years, and I kept saying, so she said, "Well, come look." And I went, and I said, no, this ain't for me. So then, when Denise told me, she says, "Well, there is, you know," she told me about it. She said, "I think you really like her, you know, and da 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 da, you know, and with a female trainer, you know, she's more personal to you being a female." And so I said, "Well, and she said, "They're running this special for the month of July." I said, "July is my birthday month." I said, "Well, that'd be my birthday present to myself." Good idea. I said, so I came and looked at it and talked about it, and then here I am.
Okay, let me ask you, what specifically made you want to join Ratio as opposed to other places? Because as I always tell people, everybody has options. I mean, trainers are a dime a dozen. They're on every corner. I understand. I really feel like we're probably the best there is to offer. But that's just my opinion. I'm biased, okay? What you said there were some things about other facilities that you didn't like, but yet you didn't feel that when you joined here. What was the difference in that?
Well, basically, it really was just a feeling. Mm-hmm. It was basically like I didn't get the vibe that I felt I should get, you know. And the guy had me do a few things and stuff like that, you know, for a tryout that day. And I said, it didn't feel like it was something. I said, "No, I don't think this is right for me." And then also, like I said, my daughter had been going here for several years, and I said, I wasn't seeing a whole lot of great results.
Right.
So I said, "Well, no, I'm not going to pay that kind of money." And I didn't feel comfortable working out with him. Yeah. And then after Denise had suggested Ratio, I said, I looked at it, and then I came to look at it myself, you know, in person, and I kept saying, and she had gave me such great reviews about it. And so I said, "I think this would be more of a fit for me," you know, and it has been.
Now you came when we were over at 1820, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you came when we were at the other place, 1820.
Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now I understand that, which probably our audience has not known, but you made a lot of progress. You're pretty much a self-motivated person. You began to make progress losing weight-wise before you ever even came here. And then you took it upon yourself to want to go to basically that next level. Do you feel that Chie or Ratio as a whole has done that? Because I saw you, I had never saw you before and after pictures. Never saw him. And Chie had some, she said, oh, look at that, I saw that. She said, that's Ursula. I said, get the hell out of here. And that the dramatic difference that you've made is just, and I'm a fan of, I know what we do as trainers, but I'm a big fan of people that are self-starters, they're self-motivators. Where did that drive to do that for you come from?
Well, I've not on any medication, and I've never been on any medication. And I had went and got a few years. Went and got a physical, and the doctor did all the test results and saw the only he had every all results was great, except there was one thing that I had high cholesterol. And that was the only thing. But he wanted to put me on medication. I said, oh, no, I'm not putting on no medication because that I know that medication destroys your kidneys. So I said, no, I'll just, I know I've gained a lot of weight. I know I need to eat better and lose this weight off of me. And I'd rather try that first than get on medication. Of course, he was outraged. Oh, no, that's not going to help. That's not going to help. You need to be on this medication and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that. So I started. That's when I said, I've always wanted to be on a weight loss journey. But then that made me really say, I got to do this. I've got to focus. I've got to get this weight off of me because I can't believe if I eat better and eat the right things and, you know, get this weight off of me, that it's going to have to improve my health. And so once I started doing that, the weight started coming down, but I still couldn't get past this plateau. I'm at this plateau for over a year, and I'm not going any further, and no more weight is coming off of me, and I'm stuck. And so coming here not only helped me get over that weight loss, but it also completely transformed my body. It transformed my body completely. I am totally shaped different, and I know that just the weight loss alone would have not gotten me to this. So, I truly believe and thank Denise and my daughter for pushing me to say, you know, getting a trainer is the thing to do, and my girlfriend who's been doing it for 20-something years, you know, I'm gonna be like her. She can lift 50 pounds with her thing, but she's been doing it for years. And so I'm looking forward to the rest of the transformation that I know I'm going to make, you know, soon. But at least it's gotten me to the goal weight that I wanted to be at. But I want, now that I'm at the weight, my goal weight I wanted to be at, now I want a little bit more. But I finally made it to what I had settled a certain weight amount to be. I've made it to that. So now I'm setting a new goal. Right. I'm trying to go 10 more pounds.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, out of all the clients we have, you're very consistent. You ain't always on time.
But do you have to tell that? Do you have to tell
that? I had to tell that, Ursula. Oh, but I will say, you don't miss. You're very, very consistent. And I'd rather a person be a little late than to not come in. Like, we have a lot of clients, they don't build that consistent base, and then they question, why am I not seeing progress? They're not consistent. So that's one thing that I do notice and admire about you, is that you're always consistent. You know what I mean? You're always consistent. So what has it done for you in terms of you since I've known you, you have always had this great outgoing personality, and I would assume that's probably the way you've been your whole life. What else, from a personal standpoint or a mental standpoint, going to your goal and beyond, what has that done for you in the other aspect more than physical?
Well, like you said, I've always been a very outgoing, bubbly, cheerful person. I've always been like that, no matter what the weight or whatever. That had nothing to do with it. You know, I'm always me.
Right.
I'm a very outgoing. I love people. I'm a person, a people person. So, far as personality wise go, I don't think any of that has really changed. I mean, I like it that now I saved some pieces of old clothes when I used to be small and said, I'm eventually going to get back into that. I saved a few, and some of them I have gotten back into. I got one more to go that I'm trying to get into. So, but my biggest thing is I'm getting rid of everything that is too big now, because I never plan to go back, ever plan to go back. So.
Okay.
That is my attitude about that now. That's a past thing. I'm not going back to that ever again. It's not a yo-yo thing, nothing. This is permanent now.
Yeah, change.
And
it's
the whole thing
change.
About being here, I know it's permanent, because Chie is not going to never let that happen. She like a little person sitting on my shoulder. Anytime I go to put something in my mouth, that's, if it's wrong, she on my shoulder, don't put that in your mouth. What you had today to eat? So I said, She be on my shoulder when I'm out. I say, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. I can't have that. Chie will get me. I can't eat that.
I know some days, like, I look at social media a lot. So I'll be on Facebook and I'll see you on there. You know, you and Chad Daddy, who we've been on the show a couple of times. You know, you guys will be hanging out. And I'll say, man, look at Ursula hanging out. She'll be like, what? What's she eating? I'm like, I don't know. I can't see it. I'm about to call her. I'm like, leave her alone. But that's how she is. She cares so much about her clients. I mean, not just when you're here, but all the time.
That's true.
You know, because I live I'm with her 24/7. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say that's one of the things I admire and respect most about her as a trainer. And it's something that I picked up from her, is that she loves her clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the progress and everything with her clients. So it's nothing for her to pick up the phone and call you. You'd be like, wait a minute, why is she calling me? I ain't even my day to work out and she's bugging me.
I know, because I've gotten a text in the middle of the night. What you eating? Oh my God.
See, that's one of the things, like, when we designed and put together Ratio, it was about, to me, offering being more than just what other trainers offer. Mm-hmm. With other trainers, it's like, when you're there, you're there. When your hour's up, you're gone. Here, we never train by the clock. I think no one has ever been here for just 1 hour. You know what I mean? We lie to them when they start and tell them that, but we just feel, just give them everything you got. And fortunately, over the years, this is my 24th year in business, clients appreciate it. They love it. I mean, I know we get on y'all nerves sometimes, but you know,
we
clients,
get on your
No, I love my clients. I really do. It's, you know, everyone has different personality, except you and Taya. I just like, she's just a younger version of you. Yeah. You know, but you know, I'm honored for you to be client of the month for April. The remarkable progress that you made even before you came here, it's something to be celebrated. And that's one of the things we try to do with Client of the Month and video and podcast, things like that. It's just small celebrations, just letting people know we notice. You know what I mean? You're not just here to make a payment, although you make big payments, but you're not just here to make a big payment and that's just that. Mm-hmm. You know, we really love and care for our clients.
Yes, I truly believe that.
Yeah,
yes.
So.
That's why I'm here. And I'm so happy that I found your location. And I know, and when I told my daughter about it, because she was looking for a different trainer. She was still with that other trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was had stopped it, but she was saying she was going up. She said, I've been looking for somebody else. I said, well, you should try to come out there. And she did. And she loves it, too. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She does. She really does.
Now, you retired from ComEd, right?
Correct.
Okay. How many years did you work there?
Over 35.
Okay. How long have you been retired?
7 years.
Okay. So you know, some people retire and they go back, they get a part-time job. You never thought about it?
No.
Never crossed your mind, huh? When no. You retired, you retired.
Uh-uh. I do my side business that I do, you know, I do health and wellness.
Okay.
You know, I do the Tahisha Noni.
Okay.
Noni juice, and I do that. That's my side business. But I was doing that when I was working. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's about it. So,
okay.
And that's enough with, you know, my pension and everything. That works. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
I was there for quite a while. And like I said, I was there for quite a while, and they took care of us, and they offered an early retirement package, which I was very grateful for.
Okay.
So I could leave early out of, and I didn't have to work until what they say, we had to work, most of them, you had to work to 65 or something like that, and I could leave in my 50s. So that was great. So, yeah, so I took it. I took advantage of that because I would, you know, I wanted to be able to come here and do things when I want to come in. I can come anytime I want to. I don't have to set on a schedule, you know.
Right, you know. So. That's excellent. So. We're going to wrap up this interview, okay? So if there's anything you want to say to any other people, now mind you, this podcast, which we'll add this podcast Friday, I put up Friday. We're covered in 48 states, and I mean 48 countries and 47 states.
Oh, wow.
These are people that I know, because I have my platform keep statistics. So these are things that I know. It'd be countries I don't never even heard of. So a lot of times it shocked me that people would tune in to something that I have to say, and I'm very grateful for it. But if there's anything you want to say to the listeners and your friends, whatever, and now's your time, and you know, we'll close it out with that.
Okay, well, the only thing I would say is that if you want to get into something and you've been thinking about doing something different, I mean, like I say, I still go to LA Fitness and work out too. And I walk and stuff like that. I said, but to get someone to personally help change the shape of your body, to work on different parts of your body, I truly believe now you do need a personal trainer because they are more expert in knowing how to change your muscles and how to change the shape of your body and to do it without you injuring yourself. And then this is something I can also carry with me outside of here when I go to work out at LA Fitness or if I go out of town, then I know what to work on because she's already, you know, she has already been trying to show me, you know, how to do it, you know, how many reps to do of this and you know, of how to work the machines and stuff like that. So I've learned it's an educational thing along with changing my body. So that's it. So come to Ratio 101 and get, if you want Chie sitting on your shoulder all the time, come on down.
All right. And with that, Ursula, like I said, I really appreciate you taking your time to do it. I am really respectful and grateful of the progress that you made and continue to make and will continue to make in the future because you know the secret is to always strive and shooting for something. So once you get one thing, one goal accomplished, you never stop at that. You set something else. And that's great. That's one thing a lot of people don't do. They get to where they want to be and they let it all go. So your perspective on what it is you want to do with your life and your body, I very much respect that. I really do. So until next week, we're going to check out of here. Once again, this is Ursula White Murray, client of the month for April. And until next month, we'll have another client of the month. Next week, we'll have another podcast. This will air this coming Friday. And until that time, I appreciate you for tuning in. Bye-bye. Peace.
That's it. See, just being yourself.